get to the Daily Dust, please.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, so, y'all, Timothée Chalamet on Twitter, and like, I feel like he was catfishing us. Because he suggested this wild idea to promote his new film, Marty Supreme. It comes out on December 25th. But listen to what he was saying in this quote-unquote meeting.
We should have the blimp and rain ping pong balls. Marty Supreme branded. Rain ping pong balls on everyone.
Yeah, he has to be catfishing us because everyone knows about WKRP.
The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
Not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this.
I mean, come on.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
I just feel like he's trying to trick us. Now You See Me, Now You Don't upset the running man at the box office. And once again, a new movie is using classic rock prevalently in an action scene. You'll hear one from the Rolling Stones in this one. Hold on a second. Did I keep that? I don't know if I kept it or not. I thought I did, but oh no, there it is. All right. This is the one that they're using in The Running Man. Yeah. So anyway, it took second at the box office. But Glenn Powell was also the host of Saturday Night Live. Speaking of, Melissa McCarthy will host Saturday Night Live on December 6th with musical guest Dijon. And Jennifer Aniston is starring as Judge Aniston in a humorous video to promote Alex Warren's arena tour. He's the song with, you know, the Ordinary song. Ordinary. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, you hear it everywhere.
Your Honor.
You're late.
I know. I'm sorry. I was on tour. It was in Europe. Okay.
You are here today because little orphan Annie here is suing you, preventing your U.S. tour from happening.
Yeah. That little has been stealing my whole brand since Musical.ly.
So he's kind of short and has curly hair. I guess I see it. Several of the supporting players will rejoin the four leads in the next Jumanji movie, including Nick Jonas and Danny DeVito. And speaking of Nick Jonas, Scott Kelly's resume went viral after a TikTok video captured someone reviewing it at a Jonas Brothers concert. And the unexpected attention led to a surprise meeting with the band on The Tonight Show for Scott Kelly, who is not famous.
This is awesome, guys. I'm like in shock.
Can I share a real thing?
Yeah, please.
I had never heard of you before this.
Hey,
I didn't have Disney Channel growing up. I didn't know.
That's awesome. That guy who bum-rushed Ariana Grande in Singapore is a social media troll who's also harassed Katy Perry, The Weeknd, and the Chainsmokers. And speaking of harassment, Meghan Trainor is pushing back against online critics, commenting on her 60-pound weight loss.
For the first time ever, after having babies, taking care of my health to the highest level, and I've never felt better, and I look incredible. I feel great.
You really do.
And that's when people attack me. I was like, what?
She remains focused on her well-being and using her new single, Still Don't Care, as therapy. Offset suggested on social media that Cardi B's new baby is his, and Cardi ain't happy. Oh, and I got a dirt alert for you. Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton believes she's self-made, y'all. And a Kardashian alert. Cut from the same cloth. Kim Kardashian had a pajama party on Friday night and posted a quick video with her sister Khloe and Britney Spears just being silly girls.
Oh, we're just chilling.
In our geriatric bed.
Yeah. This bed vibrates.
What the f***?
Yeah, I cut that off. Anyway, all right, that's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Listen, The Rock and I both are really happy you're here.
What can I say except you're welcome?